A very big hello to all our listeners and viewers. I'm Ruth Shannon and I'm thrilled to be a part of a new launch at Petromin. Established in 1974, Petromin has been a key player in shaping discussions about marine and offshore and fuels and power. From our roots, we've grown into a trusted source, sharing valuable insights and solutions with industry professionals. Our vision is simple: to foster a community of like-minded individuals navigating this ever-changing landscape. Now, in our 50th year, yes, 50 years, can you believe that? We are ready to take Petromin to a whole new level, which is why I welcome all of you to the Petromin podcast. Join me on this new journey as we go beyond our publications and open up a whole new venture in the podcast world. It's now time for us to dive into the very first episode, Hydro Mover from Concepts to Currents. We've heard of electric bikes, electric cars, and today we are entering a brand new era of electric vessels. Joined with us today is Jan Vigo. He is one of the trailblazers of the Hydro Mover, the very first electric cargo vessel in Singapore. Spanning over 15 years of experience in the marine industry, and in fact, the floating production, storage and offloading sector, and also the managing director of Yinsen Greentech's Marine EV, once again, we have Mr. Jan Vigo Johansen.
Thank you very much, Jan Vigo, for being here and being a part of our very first podcast here at the Petromin. I think you would have already known we've actually already done publications for many years. So this is a brand new venture for us. We're very happy to have you in this episode. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. Okay. Now, before we go into the whole Hydro Mover, which is why we're here. So I know that you're part of Marine EV. Maybe you can just share with me a little bit more about the different brands that you have at Yinsen Greentech.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in Yinsen Greentech, we are focusing on one of the big mega trends that's in the market today, namely electrification. And what we're looking at is how we can make a more efficient transaction into net zero through both land and sea. So within Yinsen Greentech, we have five different brands or business units focusing on both mobility and electrification. So we have Drive EV, which is focusing more on the four-wheelers and six-wheelers, meaning cars and trucks, where we lease out vessels to the market. We have Charge EV, which is focusing on charging infrastructure. And at the moment, we are the biggest charging point operator in Malaysia, with more than 450 charging points across Malaysia. Oh. And through our digital venture, which is Digital EV, which is also developing the applications that we use, among things, for charging, you can access now more than 1,000 charging points across the causeway in Singapore through a partnership that we have with ComfortDelGro. Additional to that, we also have Ride EV, which is our two and three wheelers, which focus on more the micro mobility side of things, which is motorcycles and scooters.
Okay. And which one of these brands are the more popular ones, you would say?
Well, I'm a little bit
just mainly on the Marine EV, I would think. Yeah,
I would say at least from my side, representing Marine EV, I would say that's the most exciting segment for me. But
yeah. That's nice. Now, other than the Hydro Mover, have there been any other projects before this big launches in Marine EV itself?
So for Marine EV, we are focusing on electrification of the marine industry.
Okay.
And I think by far electrification or electricity is the most efficient way of having net zero or zero emission solutions for short sea shipping. Okay. We have developed two concepts as of today, which we have constructed. We have the Hydro Mover, which is a 25-ton cargo vessel.
Yes.
And we have also built a vessel called the Hydro Glider, which is a crew transfer vessel.
Yes, I'm very interested in that, and we'll definitely touch on that a bit later. Yeah, but since we're here, as you know, the whole title of the episode is Hydro Mover from Concepts to Currents. So let's actually start with, how did this innovative concept even come about in the first place?
I think the Hydro Mover is the concept is really looking at sustainability and efficiency when it comes to both electrification and efficiency of short sea shipping in general. So for Yinsen Greentech side, we are We are aiming to be the leading provider of electrification solutions for the marine industry. And to do that, that's not something we can do by our own. So our approach is holistic, and we do this through development of a ecosystem that are able to provide sustainable solutions for the future. So when the MPA launched the joint call for proposal in 2021 for electrification of the marine harbor crafts, Jensen, together with our Gulf Consortium partners, joined forces and came up with a design of the hydro mover to as a response to their proposal.
Right. Okay. And from what I understand is there were other companies that were also in the run to get this approval in. Right. So what actually stood out from this from the group of a consortium against the rest?
Yeah. So when we designed the vessel, we were very clear that we didn't just want to replicate the vessels that's already in the market.
Yes.
We want to ensure that we are developing a vessel for the future, not only providing a electric motor and replicate the market that we have today. So we have involved different players in the industry, from the partners within the Goal Zero Consortium, as well as different operators that operate harbor crafts today, to understand their operational patterns and their use cases, and then come up with a design and a solution that can make their work easier and more efficient and more sustainable. And through that, we with an electrification solution, we needed batteries. So we partnered up with a company called Shift Clean Energy.
Yes.
And we designed a swappable battery solution to ensure that the charging time of the batteries are reduced as much as possible. But that being said, it's not really the charging time that's reduced, but it's the time it takes for the vessels when they are at port to refuel, so to say, by not having to stay at port for hours to charge. We can just swap the batteries by the time they have at the quayside when they're doing loading and unloading, which takes about 30 minutes. Right. Within that time, we're able to swap the batteries and they can go out again with fresh power.
Just also very curious, where do you guys store these batteries once they're used up, or, you know, when you're talking about sustainability, where do these batteries go to?
That's a very good question, because part of being sustainable is, of course, looking at the whole life cycle of the components that we're using. So I think one of the main features about a swappable battery is that we are able to extend the useful life of the battery to almost double as of a battery that's fixed in the boat. The reason for that is that, as I just mentioned, is that when the vessels are in the port or at the quayside for charging, they have very little time, so we need to fast charge it. And fast charging means that we are reducing the lifetime of the battery.
Right.
So typical fixed battery has about 5 years lifetime, while when we do swapping, we can charge the batteries with a slower pace onshore, meaning that we extend the lives to up to 10 years. So the batteries itself can last much longer. At the same time, we also see a secondary market for the batteries after the end of the useful life, where we can use it at so-called energy storage systems, for example, for car charging.
Right.
Where we can charge the batteries with excess power and use them to charge cars.
Now, you were talking about futuristic, you know, making sure that it's for the future. When I take a look at the hydro mover, it looks very futuristic, if you ask me. Internally, what are the other elements you would see are very futuristic, something that sets it apart from other vessels?
I mean, if you look at a traditional vessel and the traditional way of operating a vessel, you have a steering wheel and you have a throttle.
Yes.
When you go inside the hydro mover, what you will see is big touch screens and joysticks. So it's more of the part of the gamer world than it is of
a Tesla of the vessels.
It's more of a Tesla of the marine environment, that's for sure. So part of being futuristic is that electrified vessels and clean energy is very important, but also so is digitalization to be able to make the most out of the vessels. So we have a quite advanced system on board from a company we are collaborating with, which is called Seabus, which is developing autonomous vessel technology. So it has sensors along around the vessel, which creates a situational awareness around the vessel, and we use then AI.
Avoids collision, things like that.
Collision avoidance, automatic docking. We can also use it in combination with autopilots and so forth, and going from A to B, which is increasing the safety of the vessel as well as the efficient use of the vessel. So in terms of having a manual throttle, a manual choice of route and so forth, in the future when the vessels become fully autonomous, when the regulatory and so forth are in place to address the challenges, so to say, with autonomous, we are able to run this vessel much more efficient and much more safe than we are today. If you go into the vessel as well, you would see that all our chairs are 3D printed. This, first of all, to save weight, but also they are produced in a sustainable manner. There is no waste of material when they are produced.
Yep. How's the comfort? Definitely not like the chairs we're seated on, I would think.
It's composite materials, so to say. Or, so it's not the comfort, it's not the benefit.
Understandable, yes. Now, I'm very curious and I'm very excited, or at least I want to know, how was launch day? Because now I feel like I want to step on board and kind of have a look at all this, because you're telling me it's very futuristic, you know, something that we're not going to see in a lot of vessels.
No, absolutely. I think launch day was a day that we in Marine EV and Jensen Green Tech, as well as the rest of the Goal Zero Consortium, look back at as a very proud day. Yeah. I remember arriving and meeting my colleagues from Marine EV, as well as our Goal Zero Consortium partners, with big smiles, and you could really see that we are really proud of what we have managed to accomplish. Less than 18 months from the issuance of the call for proposal, and I don't think the launch itself disappointed. It was we have representatives from all the partners, from suppliers, from governments, from financiers and media and the likes. And we were able to demonstrate the journey that we had through videos, through fantastic speeches from the from the participants, as well as, of course, maybe the highlight that we were able to take both media and our VIPs. Unfortunately, only the VIPs managed to go on a trip for the first day, but to take a first trip on Singapore's first electric
very proud moment.
Absolutely.
But I'm sure you're also hoping weather's okay.
Absolutely. I think that was one of our biggest challenges, to control the weather. And I think both the day before and the day after, it was quite rainy. So we were lucky with the weather.
Now let's talk a little bit about how much of cargo the Hydromover can carry itself.
A little bit back to how we designed the vessel as well. I mean, as I said, we didn't want to really replicate what's out there today. We want a vessel that can rather reduce the number of vessels that needed to support the Port of Singapore, rather than adding on vessels to the existing fleets. So we found a size of the vessel that is optimized in terms of consolidating load, and to be able to take more loads and being able to supply to several ships at the same time. So with the present setup for the Hydromover, which covers about 500 vessels of the existing market today, we can take about 25 tons of cargo load, and we will then be able to travel about 40 nautical miles at 8 knot speed.
Okay. Any plans to make this, you know, in a bigger scale, that it travels a little further?
That's an excellent question. I think that's what everybody asking about as well. I think that's one of the beauties, again, with swappable batteries, is that the technology of batteries and these systems are going very fast. Meaning that the technology we install today may be almost obsolete 2 days down the road in terms of batteries. But when it comes to swappable batteries, we are actually able to replace the batteries itself inside what we call an ePod. So that we can upgrade the batteries as new technology arises, or the batteries becomes obsolete, and this without taking the vessel out of service, as we will be able to have spare batteries for the vessel.
Okay, how many of the hydro movers do we have now in Singapore?
Presently, we have one. We have built the prototype. So we are preparing now for operational trials, which will commence very soon. Where the operators in Singapore will be able to trial the vessel on their commercial routes, taking load and cargo out to their customers. And of course, providing valuable feedback to us as well for optimizing the vessel further for commercial production of the vessel.
Right. Okay. Now, do you think the hydro mover will be very relevant to our neighboring countries? Any plans to expand it to other regions?
I think definitely so. I mean, the hydro mover has been tailored for the Singapore market. I think this is one of the most important things when we're looking at marine electrification, is that we are looking at the operational pattern of how you're going to use the vessels. And this is how we, based on the speed which is required for the vessel, how much cargo it needs to take, the different distance it needs to travel, what are the typical weather conditions and so forth, so that we make the most optimum vessel for that usage pattern. That being said, we are receiving quite a lot of interest both from Malaysia, Indonesia, on similar solutions.
So that's great news.
So I think we will see good use of the concepts we have developed for Singapore also for the region.
All right, so thank you so much, Jan Vigo. We've gone through some very interesting elements of the hydro mover, so now it's time for some juicy discussions. But let's not do this here on this very first episode. Let's keep this for episode 2 of Hydro Mover, from concepts to currents. If you want to know more, please do stay tuned. Follow us on our LinkedIn pages. And I'll catch you next week on the Petromin podcast. This is Ruth Shannon, your host.